Well, from one awesome thing to another, what attention the Rays Orioles game got yesterday. That was it was an all female broadcast. And we actually have a personal connection to two of those broadcasters, Alana Rizzo and our guest, Lauren Gardner, who we've known for a long time, who is part of this incredibly historic broadcast. And she joins us now. Lauren, how are you?
What is up, my friend? I'm still beaming from the experience and, still kind of in disbelief that we were part of history.
Oh my gosh. I got to tell you, Lauren, I am so fired up for you just, I mean, obviously it was historical, but watching your career and knowing you for when you're working here locally and moving on and, just gosh, has it been fun? You're incredible at what you do. I got to tell you this morning, I sat down with my two daughters, who are 8 and 6 and they don't really understand the importance of what just happened, but, sat down with them. I put them both on one. I put each on one leg, and we watched your piece that you had on the Today Show. And I tried to explain to them the significance of it. And wow, was that an awesome moment for me as a father? Just a bonding moment with my daughters. You got to be so proud of what you're doing.
Well, thank you. And first and foremost, guys, thanks for having me on DMAC. I've looked up to you for a very long time, and obviously. Oh, your resume speaks for itself. So,
you look up to me in height, right?
Of course. Yeah, when we had you on the All Sports Show and Sports Summit for Altitude, yep. And you let me try on your Super Bowl ring. So you guys were always just so gracious and so kind to me when I was in that market. And you know, you saw the maturation. I've seen you guys both grow and at a massive scale as well. So I just want to thank you very much for having me on. But yeah, that's what this is all about. My nieces. Are those exact same ages, and it's about something so much bigger than ourselves, and knowing that maybe at some point they won't feel like they're limited to a particular role because of their gender. And I also had a really interesting conversation with someone that I actually met via social media, a transgender woman by the name of Mariah, who grew up here in New York and was huge diehard Mets fan, also a Rangers fan, watches On the Fly, watches Quick Pitch religiously, and, has shared her story with me and even said that moment last night, and, the publicity was crazy, it snowballed, but helped her with her journey and just becoming more comfortable and knowing that, oh, I don't have to be a macho man in order to be a fan of sports. Like, I can be who I truly am and will be very much into, the games that she loves, and that they're not mutually exclusive. So, again, about so much more than just us five being on that broadcast.
Well, it certainly has attracted a lot of well-deserved attention, Lauren. So, and I know you guys have all done quite a bit of publicity for it, which is fantastic. I am curious, you've been part of a million broadcasts. Was this more unique? Was there a difference in this typical format than in general?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that's something that we were very cognizant of going into the broadcast, and something that we also did on the NHL Network side when we had the All Women's NHL Now show. Obviously not a broadcast, but it's still a 2-hour hockey show that was, that featured all women and had all women behind the scenes. So we wanted to make sure that we didn't deviate from the normal formula that, it was like, oh, well, it's women handling duties that men typically handled, so we're going to handle them with kitty gloves. No, we did everything the same. The rundowns looked the same, aside from, and, I reached out to our producer about this. I wanted to incorporate Alana in our pregame show just so that all five of us were brought together at the same time. Right. Aside from that, and we talked baseball, of course, we set the table and we asked her how she was feeling, especially after the whirlwind, the 24 hours that she experienced, because she had more media obligations, I think, than any of us. And I was happy that she led the charge because it was very well deserved. We really handled our business the same way we would have with any other broadcast. I think the biggest difference was talking baseball with other women and hearing female voices in our ears the entire time. And I thought that was really unique, and it was really refreshing. And I have so much more respect. I already had a ton of admiration and respect for the other four women going into this process. But, following the game, man, these women know their stuff.
Yeah. Well, Lauren,
I said stop, but you know what I was going to say.
Right. Lauren, I know that you said that one of the more important moments of your career is when one of your former bosses came up to you and said, hey, you don't have to be a reporter. We want you to host the pregame, the postgame show for the Avalanche. And you're an analyst, and you're so much more than just a reporter. What are a few of the moments over the course of your career that you felt like, yep, I'm going to get a better opportunity than maybe a lot of women have had the, just had the chance to get? And what were those moments?
Yeah, and I think that was Ken Miller. You guys know and love him. He's the president over at Altitude Sports Network, and he's empowered a lot of women, including Alana Rizzo, when he was at Fox Sports Rocky Mountain with the Colorado Rockies. And I think for so long, and it's just part of, you know, the culture, and it was totally fine, but I didn't see anything else. So in my mind, I was like, okay, well, I can be a sideline reporter. And that's great because I get to be as close to the games that I love as possible, connect with people, you know, through storytelling. And I think we can all agree on this. I think sports is, you know, that great unifier that brings everyone together. It transcends all walks of life. And, you know, you have the drama that takes place on, you know, the field or the court or the ice. And that storytelling is so compelling and inspiring. And then you also have those peripheral stories. And to me, that's such a gift to be that conduit. So to know that you could take it to that next step and, you know, host a pre and post game show, host an intermission, go out and conduct, you know, those big interviews. And also Charlotte Graham, who used to be in the front office with the Colorado Avalanche, was one of the first women to have her name engraved on the Stanley Cup. She has always been such an incredible mentor. And she wrote me a handwritten note after my first season with the Avs guys. And I might get emotional talking about it because it was just so kind and so earnest. And I always looked up to her. I was actually intimidated by her because her presence was almost larger than life because of what she had accomplished, you know, especially in hockey, which is traditionally that, you know, the old boys club. But she reached out and she just said, I think you do a tremendous job. It's very clear that everyone here in the front office, the coaching staff and the players all very much respect you. And that moment for me was very pivotal. And just knowing like, okay, like, you know, I think sometimes you experience that imposter syndrome and you're like, okay, I'm showing up, I'm faking it till I make it. But it's like, whoa, no, like I can just be me and talk sports and that's enough.
You know what's funny, Lauren, is you and I and you and the vast majority of men who are in the sports world, sports broadcast world, all have the same things in common. We didn't play the game. I mean, to the degree at the professional level, while like me, I played up through high school, right? But after that, I wasn't competitive. So sure, I guess I could tell you what it felt like to play high school baseball, but certainly not on a collegiate or a professional level. So we have that in common. However, it does seem you would have to fight against that much harder than I would, that you never played the game issue. How do you overcome that? Or when that comes up, how do you talk about it?
Yeah, I that's something we encounter on a regular basis. And I mean, D-Mac, let's not overlook the all-conference softball performance at Northland High School.
Yes. There you go. All right, there you go.
Trust
okay.
me, D-Mac talks to us about high school every single day.
Well, I don't have anything else. That's as far as I can go.
It's the glory days. I get it. I can relate. I also won an opposite hand bumpers up bowling tournament.
Oh, yeah.
So that also was added to the resume right up there with the softball stuff. But no, you're absolutely right. And that is something we encounter on a regular basis. And because we are women, it's a little different because it's like, well, you played softball, but it's not baseball.
Right.
But I think after years of being around various sports and, you know, being able to be a storyteller, being able to, you know, create those empathetic relationships with the players and just really get to know the game. I mean, Sarah Langs, who was in the booth, you're right. She didn't play the game, but guess what? Tom Verducci didn't play the game, and he's a tremendous analyst, and he does breakdowns of tapes, and he can dissect a swing. So why can't Sarah Langs? Why can't we do a tape breakdown? If we're passionate about the game, if we put in the work, if we spend enough time around it, if, you know, I think if we have those connections, you know, to the teams and, you know, the players, I think, why not?
Well, that's great stuff. You know, and we would be remiss if we didn't mention here in Denver, Katie Wingy's done analysis work for Nuggets broadcasts, and our own Jenny Kavnar has done play-by-play for the Rockies. So it's not like we're not doing cool progressive things here in the Denver market as well. So I'm sure you're proud about that, as Denver's one of your hometown stops for sure.
You guys are leading the charge. I mean, Jenny and Katie are amazing. I have so much respect for both of them. I'm close friends with both. And, you know, I think that's something that's also changing within the sports world, but really just with women in general in the workforce, is that we aren't looking at singular positions within this industry. So it's becoming less and less competitive, and we really are genuinely lifting each other up and supporting one another, because we're beginning to realize that we're not just relegated to one role, that, you know, there's room for all of us as long as we put in the work.
Well, I watch your daily show, and my favorite part is when you guys actually go out there on the mound and you pitch and hit against one another. So that's always fun. You guys smoke it. And I know how good of a golfer you are, too, so you are quite the athlete.
Oh, thanks, dude. I appreciate that, especially coming from the Super Bowl champ.
Yeah, Lauren, you are absolutely the best. We're so proud of you, your entire crew. Can't wait to watch, just see what's on the rise, and thanks for joining us.
Oh, shucks, guys. Thank you. It was a pleasure joining both of you.